when it gets so cold your teeth chatter, make sure they chatter to the beat of our music. The new WDRJ, 1440 AM.
You're now tuned in to the Ladies First Radio Show with your host, Lady Lisa Butler. Good evening and thank you for tuning in to the Ladies First Radio Show. This is an awesome, awesome Monday night. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is already in the place at the studios on tonight. As always, I'd like to give a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Douglas Butler, and to my church family, the Mayflower Church family. I also want to give a special shout out to my father. Today is his 76th birthday. And so we celebrated on yesterday, but we're also celebrating on today. So Dad, if you're listening, I want to tell you happy birthday and that I love you. You're the best example of a godly man next to Jesus. So I thank you just for raising up some awesome children. I'm glad that you get to see your fruit. And so I just want to say happy birthday to my dad. We're going to go ahead and get into the show because I've been on fire all day. I've been studying and God is going to do some stuff in this studio and to all of our listeners. So I'm going to just make this disclaimer. If you hear a little silence and you hear jumping and screaming, it's because we on fire in the studio today. So we're not going to apologize, but we just ask that you just praise God with us on today. I have in the studio with me, I've been trying to get this guy for a year. Can you believe it? I had to wait a whole year, but he is here, and I am so excited. James, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Lisa, I want to thank you for having me on the broadcast, and I'll tell you right now, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is in this studio right now.
Amen, and I'm so excited. Yeah. We have another guest in here, but she's going to be silent today, but we're just so glad to have another awesome woman of God in the studio. Marian, I just have to call your name out because she's awesome, too. I love these two. I got a chance to fellowship with them at his, what was it called?
The Revival Experience.
And it was a revival experience. And we're going to talk about that before we leave because I am inviting all of my friends, all of my church members, all of my listeners. I need you guys to come to the next event. We're going to give you the date. We're going to give you the place. And we're going to give you the time. I want you to meet me there because if you've never experienced a night revival with James Brandt and James Brandt Ministries, you're missing out. So we're going to talk about that. But tonight we're going to talk about the power of the Holy Ghost. And so the misconception, I put this question out on Facebook, is a lot of people relate the Holy Spirit to a dance.
Yeah.
And so you're putting the Holy Spirit into a box.
Absolutely.
And so, James, I know you just ready. I'm just going to let you go. And when I have a question, I'm just going to come in. But I want you to just share with the people the power of the Holy Ghost. What's the job of the Holy Ghost? Why is it here? And how did the Holy Ghost come? How can we get filled with the Holy Ghost?
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing you have to understand, everyone listening, the Holy Spirit is a person. And what does that mean? I'm not talking about that he's flesh and blood. When I say person, I'm talking about that he has a mind, he has a will, and he has emotions. He is the third person of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So many people think that, you know, the only time some people hear about the Holy Spirit is in a baptism formula. You know, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is a person, and he wants us to cooperate with him. I'll tell you right now, a lot of people, they don't understand this. This is where there's a big, great divide in the body of Christ, that many people don't understand that we must cooperate with him. I always hear people say, well, God doesn't need me. God doesn't need me. Well, I'm here to tell you something. Yes, he does. The gospel is not going to get advanced. The kingdom of God is not going to be advanced without you and without me cooperating with the Holy Spirit.
And what I really love about the Holy Spirit, he doesn't force himself on you.
No, no.
You know, some people's like, well, what does it feel like? How do you know? And I always say it like this when I talk to my kids. It's kind of like the wind.
Yes.
You're outside. The wind is blowing. You can feel the wind.
Yes.
You can see the leaves moving. You can see the trees moving.
Yep.
You can't see it, but you know it's
there's
there.
There's evidence there.
There's evidence. And there's power in the wind.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes if the wind gets a little strong, it can push you.
Yes. And that dance you're talking about, that joy, that experience, that he brings that with him, his presence, his manifest presence. Why? One thing with the ministry that God has given me, I'm so passionate about his presence, his manifest presence, the glory of God. I had an experience when I was pastoring on the west side of the state where I experienced the presence of God like never before. And Lisa, I'm telling you, one thing before that experience that led up to it was I kept reading the Word of God and reading all the awesome things that happened, all the accounts in the Word of the presence of God, the glory filled the temple, miracles, signs, and wonders. And I started to have this hunger, this desire. I said, God, there's more.
There's more.
I said, God, I love your Word. Your Word is awesome. But God, now I want to experience that.
Yes.
And I went down to Jacksonville, Florida to a revival with Rodney Howard Brown. And he prophesied over me, and out of the many things he said, one thing he said, that thing you are desiring is going to come to pass. I went back to Big Rapids, Michigan, where I was pastoring. I said, all right, church, we're calling this church to 14 nights of prayer.
Wow.
And I knew something was going to break forth. Something was going to bust. I mean, the spirit was just, oh, the atmosphere was thick. And so the first night, so many people showed up. They were excited. The second night, people still showed up. They were excited. We're just pressing in. Third night, kind of dwindled out a little bit. Fourth, by the sixth night, I'm like, God, what is going on here? What is going on? And any pastor listening, Lisa, I know you and Bishop know how hard it is sometimes, you know, to rally people behind you. But listen to this. I called the church to 14 nights of prayer. On the 10th night, we were sitting up on the stage, and all of a sudden, the sanctuary was dim, and in the back of the sanctuary, there was like a huge curtain, a stage curtain, and all of a sudden, that stage curtain started to move on its own, and I looked back there. I said, there's like six other people with me, faithful people, who we stayed there till maybe like 3 in the morning, And I said, do you guys see what's happening back there? They're like, yeah, that's moving by itself. There was no air conditioning going on. There was no heat, nothing, no fan. And I stood up and I started walking toward the back. And I'm telling the God honest truth. God knows I'm telling the truth, people. The presence of God, the power of God hit me so hard, I fell down halfway going to the back of the sanctuary. When I got back there, the curtains started moving more, and I heard fluttering of angels' wings go back and forth, like a wave. And the way that the wind was going, or the sound was going, that was the way the curtain was moving. And all of a sudden, I looked behind me, and there was flashes like lightning, and the angels were manifesting. I just was breaking through into the realm of the spirit. And so, people, I'm telling you right now, if you are hungry enough to press in for more, I'm telling you right now, you will get it. God wants you to have that experience more than you want that experience.
Wow. If y'all not feeling this, something wrong. I'm going to give everybody opportunity as we're going to give James. I'm going to call him Pastor James. I just can't help it because that word is so powerful. We're going to give him a minute to wipe his forehead and drink some water real quick because he's getting real riled up in here. And it is just awesome. If you want to call in, if you have any questions, if you just want to encourage him on tonight, the number is 313 313- 871-6094 or 313-871-6095. I know y'all can hear the excitement in my voice, and I'm just really trying to contain myself because I don't have money to pay for none of this stuff in this studio on today, but we're going to just let God have his way in this studio on tonight. Again, if you want to call in, you can do so at 313-871-6094 or 313-871-6095. James, I have to ask this question because you made a statement on Facebook today.
Yeah.
And it says, if you're offended by the operation and ministry of the Holy Spirit, you would have been offended by Jesus' earthly ministry also. You got to talk about that.
Oh, my. That is so true. Because I'll tell you right now, Jesus, the same Holy Ghost that's pursuing you, that's pursuing me, that wants to flow through us, is the same Holy Spirit that anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, here's what it comes down to. People's dead religion, all right? People want their comfort zones. Dead religion is made up of two things. Number one, an unrenewed mind. Number two, comfort zones. And I'll tell you right now, that fence you have around you people, the comfort zone fence, that's keeping the Holy Ghost in. And he wants to get out. You need to release him.
And I need to release, because I have some comfort zones, I'm telling you.
Oh, so, you know, we all do. We all do.
I want to be free from that on today. You're going to make me ask for salvation again. I'm going to do... I'm going to get my life again. How many chances do I get?
I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost, he is awesome, and he is generous. I'll tell you that. He is always pursuing us. He wants us to tap in. Think about it. The enemy, I'll tell you right now, ever since that experience I had in Big Rapids, Michigan, breaking through into the realm of the spirit like that, the reality of God, the reality of his word just exploded on the inside of me. And listen to this, the revelation that I received during that time, the enemy doesn't like that very much. Wow. Lisa, can you imagine that? I'll tell you what, that took me to a higher level than ever before.
Yeah.
Revelation.
Wow. And it's so good because when you read God's word, he begins to reveal things to you because I study every day.
Yeah.
And so this might sound crazy, but I'm going to share because you always read, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the ends."
Yeah.
I never really understood that. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? Because it was just something you always heard.
Right.
But he's here with you at your birth.
Yes.
All the way to your death, and after your death, I'm with you always. It didn't make sense to me. But the revelation now that I am in covenant with him, it just like blew the roof off of stuff. Like, duh.
Wow.
This, like, we have a caller on the line. All right. Thanks for calling into Ladies First Radio Show. This is Lisa Butler. And James, how are you this evening?
I am doing swell in the spirit and realm of God. And I have a very pertinent question to what you're talking about, and this has been burning in me for years.
Okay.
The revelation and the joy and everything that you're talking about, everything from the construction of the universe down to the meaning of sin and in the chromosome itself and why everything is happening the way it is, God gave me that revelation through the Holy Spirit. I want to know what is stopping this body from reacting the way my spirit is. Inside me, my spirit wants to bust through this body and just shout hallelujah.
Do it, brother.
I was going to say, free yourself.
Yeah. Comfort zones, I'm telling you, I mean, it can be a real stronghold. People have a lot of fear and a lot of tradition from their past that they need to break free from.
And we're afraid of what people think.
Yeah.
And what they're going to say about us also.
That's right.
And we need to stop worrying about what people say, because I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit, he is a comforter. He's a guide. He's a teacher.
Yes.
He's that. People always talk about, what's that little person they say inside? That's the Holy Ghost. If it's right and it lines up with the word of God.
That's right.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
And we need to acknowledge that.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Father God in heaven, you know my heart. You know I hold nothing back from you.
Yes.
If there's a way to explain across this phone to my brother and sister, please help me out.
I
don't know.
I got something.
Attack on the body. I don't have any comfort zones. I don't even want this world. I'm waiting for the kingdom to come.
Wow.
I
am placed in the kingdom, but I'm working here. Put it that way.
Right. I'll tell you. Do something. Here, I'm going to tell you something. This just came to me. I want you, when you, after this broadcast or whatever, every night, turn on some praise music, just lift your hands, and just start praising him verbally. Verbally. As you praise him verbally, you're creating an atmosphere that the Holy Ghost wants to come in. And I'll tell you right now, the manifest presence of God will begin to fill that home, that place, wherever you're at. If you're in your car, just start verbally praising him, James. And I'm telling you right now, his presence will come and a freedom. I'm telling you, when his presence comes, chains fall off.
Yes, yes. Yeah, they'll begin to just break.
Yep.
I have experienced these things for like a day and a half and short periods throughout. I mean, I could actually hear the voice and be moved. I actually been touched several times. The blanket, I've been so inundated by the enemy that I had to lay down sometimes, and the cover itself would come over me. I said, but just help me. Go lay down. And the cover would move and come right over me. And I mean, they all think I'm crazy. I said, I don't care what you think.
I know that's right.
I know.
Let me ask you this, James. Have you received the Holy Spirit baptism?
Yes.
Okay, then here's what you need to do to also. You need to increase your times of praying in tongues. I'm telling you right now, there's times when I'll just walk back and forth in my place for 3-4 hours praying in the Spirit. And I'm telling you what, that is supernatural. And there will be a breakthrough if you will do that.
Yes. Pastor James, please. It's part of the enemy's tactic right now to make you hear something that's not there. Mm-hmm. And I've studied this, the attacks for years now.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to you that I'm doing fine, but that's actually after you got to understand, every second of every day, I relate life towards God or God in life. I mm-hmm. do not. I don't do like everyone else or like the world does. Everything I do from A to Z is related to God.
Praise God. Yes.
Amen. Amen. We want to just make sure that we continue, James. We're going to keep you in our prayers on tonight that the Holy Spirit will be revealed, that you will allow him to just come in into your life and just to take over. Go to that place.
Yeah.
People always say secret closet. Go to your secret closet. We're not talking about an actual closet, but go to that place where there are no distractions, that that it's just you and God, and you can just say to him whatever you want because he is your father. So we want to just encourage him. We're going to make sure that before we close out, that we're going to pray for you in the studios over the air, that you will feel the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Come into your situation.
Amen. Yeah, right now, James, I lift you up right now. Father God, I pray right now, wherever James is at,
yes,
I pray your manifest presence, your glory would fill that place,
yes,
in
God.
The name of
yes.
Jesus. Right now, I come against you, Satan. I come against every evil and unclean spirit that's coming against my brother. I bind you in the name of Jesus. And I loose
yes.
James right now.
Right now, God.
Lord,
yes.
breakthrough in every area of his life. I pray that his spiritual eyes, his spiritual ears would be open to a greater dimension than ever before. Take him higher and use him in a greater way, Father God,
in the name of Jesus.
We agree.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling. If you want to call in, you still have time to the Ladies First Radio Show to talk to James or myself. The number is 313-871-6094 or 313-871-6095. We're talking about on tonight the power of the Holy Ghost, how prevalent it is in your life, how it guides, how it teaches, it distributes, it anoints, it washes, it gives you liberty, it speaks, it lifts
yes.
you up, it encourages
yes.
you, it transforms you, it enables you. There are just so many facets to the Holy Spirit that we don't want to just make it in a dance, because it's
right.
so much more than a dance. It's so much more powerful.
It's a relationship.
Amen.
You got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. We have another caller on the line. Thanks for tuning in to the Ladies First Radio Show with Lisa Butler and James. How are you this evening?
I'm blessed. Praise the Lord, sister and brother. I thank God for hearing the broadcast tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
And I know it's not by accident, not by chance. Hallelujah. But by divine appointment.
Amen. Can I ask who's calling?
Yes, I'm sorry. My name is Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you this evening?
I'm awesome. I thank God for hearing this tonight because, like I said, normally I'm home. I would miss it. So, I was detoured, and now I understand why, so that I can hear the broadcast.
That's how the Holy Spirit works.
A divine detour. I love it.
Amen.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you, Rhonda, for helping us out tonight. We're going to use that word on your behalf. Did you have any questions?
Absolutely, but I just thank God for hearing what you were speaking about, brother, and I just want you to remember me in prayer. The Lord deals with me, has dealt with me for years in dreams and visions.
Oh, wonderful.
And
yes.
Lately, Satan has really been attacking me in so many areas. You can't even imagine.
Yep.
Trying to come against my mind, trying to make me think that, I'm not thinking right, forgetfulness. And I just, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus because I know that God has given me vision for his people. And there are some things that he'll just speak to me, just speak to my spirit.
Yeah.
And, and I know it's of him because I'm not even thinking of it. And he woke me up one night and just said, the mind of God.
Mm.
And he wants us to have his mind.
Amen.
Absolutely.
And I'll
tell you what, there's one thing that Satan absolutely hates and tries to hinder is the saints getting revelation.
Yes.
And pressing in for a spirit of wisdom and revelation. I'm telling you right now that he doesn't like that very much, but I'll tell you, when that comes, it takes you so much higher spiritually, so keep pressing in. Don't get discouraged.
And Rhonda, I want you to make sure that you stay tuned to the station tonight because James is getting ready to let us know where his night revival is going to be held, and I am inviting everyone to come out. You do not want to miss this revival. Don't come dressed up. Normally, they don't even have their shoes on. So if you want to come with sandals on, you're welcome to come with a jogging suit. I'm telling
you,
just stay tuned because I'm going to have him announce the date, the time. But I want us all to be there. And Rhonda, before you get off the air, James, if you can just pray for Rhonda for her dreams and visions so she have clarity and for her mind.
Yes. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I lift Rhonda up to you. Lord, I pray that you would continue. That you would continue to give her more revelation, more dreams, more visions, more clarity in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, right now, fill her right now and fill that place with your manifest presence and glory like never before. And Lord God, that she would just press in like never before and you would use her. Lord, use her to minister to your people and set the captives free.
In Jesus' name. Amen. We're touching and agreeing on all the prayers and all of the people, the callers who are calling in tonight. This is just awesome. We have a few minutes left. I will not get off of air until we hear about this night revival. I want everybody to know where it is. I'm going to post it on my Facebook.
Great.
And also, if people want you to come to their church, how can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, the Detroit Area Revival Experience is going to be Saturday night, February 15th at 7 p.m. It's going to be held at the Concord Inn in Rochester Hills, right at 59 and Crooks Road. I'm telling you, it's the presence of God is so thick. There's a prophetic anointing, and we believe God for miracles, signs, and wonders. It's an atmosphere of faith. You need healing, deliverance, a word from God. You need to come to this meeting because the Holy Ghost will meet you there. Also, if you would like to invite me to your church or ministry event, log on to James Brandt, that's BRANDT.org, or you can go to revivalpodcast.org, and my contact information is on those two websites. I would love to minister at your church or at your event, and I just love ministering to people. I don't require any money or anything. I just want to be a blessing to the kingdom of God.
And you know what? And that's what's missing in the kingdom of God, because people are setting up such a huge standard. If you have 12 people or less, I'm not coming.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I don't want to minister to just 4 or 5 people, but if you can just save one person.
Oh, girl, I'll tell you right now, it takes one match to light a wilderness on fire.
Just
I'm
one.
Telling you.
We need to get out of that because the Holy Spirit,
yes,
it doesn't have limits.
Amen.
It will show up in one person in 10,000.
Yep.
And I'm just excited. I know I'm going to have James at our church this year. I'm working on that.
Praise God.
I am going to be at this night revival on February the 15th. I have some people from my church. We're coming.
Wonderful.
Because I told them they need to experience your ministry because it's awesome. Because sometimes, I'm just going to say this on the air, the Baptist church, we get a little, you know, I don't want to praise Jesus today because, you know, but I need you guys to go and experience this awesome worship service. I'm going to tell you, it changed my life, my my level of worship.
Praise God.
It changed it.
Awesome.
Because I'm like, you guys just have to come.
You know what the
come.
Secret is? The manifest presence of God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's
and
a freedom.
I've never thought about the glory cloud until I met you guys.
Wow.
I'm telling
Praise
you.
Praise God.
I've experienced it, okay? This is not something that I've heard, but this is something I know. This is a powerful man of God that's in this studio. I need you guys to meet me there. If you want to get in touch with him, he is on Facebook at James Brandt, B-R-A-N-D-T.
Yep, yep. And actually, it's facebook.com/ Pastor James Brandt. One word. Yep.
Amen. I love that pastor on you. I'm telling you, it's just an awesome word. Marian, I want to thank you. She's the silent powerhouse in the studio with us on tonight. But she's another awesome woman of God. I need you guys to tune in next Monday night. I'm going to have Bishop James Williams and Pastor Kelly Williams, who are the Angels of Spirit and Truth Christian Ministries. And we're going to be talking about faith next week.
Oh, powerful. Yes.
I'm telling you, we're just going to do it in 2014.
Amen.
So we're going to be talking about faith. Again, I know y'all going to get tired of hearing me saying this, but February the 15th at 7 p.m., you guys need to meet me at this night revival with Pastor Brandt. I'm going to have on a jogging suit and gym shoes.
That's right.
I might even have on a baseball hat. Thank you for tuning in, James. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
for
Lisa.
Taking time to share with us on tonight. Thank you for tuning into the Ladies First Radio Show. God bless you and have a good night. Thanks for tuning in to the Ladies First Radio Show with me, Lady Lisa Butler. Please tune in every Monday night at 6:30 p.m. right here on WDRJ 1440 AM.